Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Friday, everybody. It is officially the weekend. I'm so excited, even though I don't have any plans, but I'm super excited just because, like, it's Friday. I know a lot of people probably had a long week. Now you can sit back, take some shots, relax, whatever you do. Like, I don't have any plans because, you know, weekends hit real different when you have kids, but I'm happy. It's beautiful outside. The sun is real yellow. The sky is really blue. You know, all that good stuff. Anyways, welcome to MJ Friends Blog. My name is Mariah, or you can call me MJ. If this is your first time joining me, thank you so much for joining me, and I hope you come back. Basically, MJ Friends Blog is a blog with a hint of podcast, and you have tuned into the podcast portion. If you've joined me before, welcome back. I appreciate you utilizing your critical listening skills for my podcast. Wow, I can't believe it's episode 5. Like, I'm really proud of myself. I'm proud of my consistency, really, because sometimes I just don't feel like it. Like, I don't feel like talking, or I'm just being lazy, or I'm tired, or I just have a lot to do, you know, or I'm with my baby, things like that. Sometimes I just don't feel like it. But luckily, I'm so blessed that I have people in my circle that care, and that they want to hear my voice. They want to hear my content, and they're always pushing me. And they're like, Mariah, when are you going to record your next episode? Mariah, when's your next topic? Mariah, Mariah, Mariah. They're always keeping me on my toes. And I appreciate the people in my inner circle and my acquaintances who, you know, support me. It's a beautiful thing, and I'm forever grateful for it. So, yeah, this morning I woke up, right, and I checked my email, and I'm subscribed to this thing called Mentor Box, and it's basically a box of mentors. You can either subscribe, like, via email, or you can get, like, they can mail you stuff, like, in the actual physical copies in the mail. So it's like a lot of information, but it's basically a bunch of mentors who write self-help books and articles about their journey and how they got to where they are, you know, success stories. And I think I was telling you guys last episode about how I feel people should continue telling their stories and writing inspirations, because you never know who is watching you. And I think that's extremely important. So basically, that's pretty much the gist of Mentor Box. So anyway, today when I looked through my email and I saw that they emailed me, they sent me some highlights of 2019's billionaires. And two things on this highlight list that stuck out to me, I was like, oh my goodness, I gotta share it with somebody. So I'm gonna share it on my podcast. So the first thing that stood out to me was there are 244 female billionaires, and that's two more than there were last year. Only two more, which I'm shocked about, because the people I know, the women that I know, they're really smart, they're intelligent, you know, they're go-getters, they manifest things by any means. They are highly intelligent, and, you know, I think very highly of them. So that's why I'm just really shocked that it's only 244 women, and it's only two more than there were last year. Because I feel like it could be so much more. So, you know, I'm trying to be number 245. I'm going to speak it into existence. Somehow, some way, I'm going to be rich or make a lot of money. I'm telling you, mark my words. So anyway, so the second thing that was on this list that stood out to me was, did you guys know that more than one third of the world's billionaires derive their wealth from endeavors in the technology sector? And I thought that was amazing. So it could be like Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter. You know, Apple is big, Android, anything that has to do with technology. So what does it have to do with me? Basically, you know, my podcast is considered technology. If you like, share, and repost it and spread the word, I can be number 245, maybe just a little bit faster. Anyway, so today's episode is about manifesting your vibe. I don't know. It's just something told me to talk about it because, one, it's the retrograde, and I know a lot of people are going through so much right now, so much unexplainable things right now, and also just because, you know, I feel like everybody can relate to a vibe. I don't know about anybody else, but I definitely do pick up energies, like whether it's good energies or bad energies. I'm always looking and feeling all of that. So you know how they say first impression is a lasting impression. I feel like that's very, very true, like 100% true, because you can meet somebody and they'll complain, they'll be nagging, they're negative, They don't have anything nice to say. I've met people like that before, and I just always thought, like, what's wrong with them? Like, why are they having a bad day? But then, honestly, I take it as, oh, this person is probably always like this, because I don't know. For me, I'm always happy to meet new people. I'm always excited to meet new people. Like, I like talking, and I like people. So I don't know. That's just me. But like I said, I do pick up energies. I don't know. I'm pretty sure a lot of people do. Like, you can feel the energy. I can feel the energy when I walk into a room. I can feel, like, you know how you walk into a room and you can feel like somebody talking about you? It's like those kind of energies. But then it's also crazy to me that sometimes people don't even know when they have bad energy. And that's just crazy to me. I mean, I guess sometimes some people are just negative and they don't really realize that they are negative. But, I mean, I'm not an expert. All I can do is give you suggestions and tell you what I do to prevent the negativity. And, you know, you could just take note. So anyway, I feel like the first thing that I always keep in mind is that the tongue is very powerful. It's a powerful muscle. And I know it's becoming cliche because I do say it all the time, but I really do believe it. Because, like I said, you speak things into existence. You speak positivity to it. You speak positivity into existence, then it'll come towards you. That's just me, though. That's what I think, and that's what I live off of. If you say, oh, my life is so hard, I can't believe I'm going through this, I hate life, of course life is going to be hard, because you're looking through your life through these negative lenses. Versus if you're like, oh, life is so beautiful, life is so great, I have such wonderful people in my life, now you're looking through your lenses, you're looking at your life through these wonderful lenses, through these bright, wonderful, positive lenses, and of course positive things will come to you. And like I said, it's because you're speaking it into existence. It's a powerful thing. The second thing I always keep in mind is my thought process. Mind over matter. If you don't mind, then it doesn't matter. If you stay in your lane, I feel like the number one thing that gets people caught up or into a disagreement or into an argument of some sort is when people are not minding their business. If you don't mind, then it doesn't matter. If you minded your business, it wouldn't matter to you. it's so many things I could think of right now that people just don't mind their business, that they don't mind their business about, that if they minded their business, I'm sure their life would be a whole lot easier. And I feel like those two things right there are just some good starter points of manifesting your vibe, minding your business, and having a speaking positivity. It's not that hard, I promise you. I speak positive and I think positive always, because I don't have the spare energy to give to the negative things, to give to the negative people. I really don't. Like, and I know right now it's really hard, like I said, because it is retrograde, and I definitely have been tested during this retrograde. Luckily, it is almost over. There is a light at the end of the tunnel, but I definitely was tested during my retrograde, or during this retrograde, but I just didn't have the spare energy. For instance, DoorDash stealing my food, Walmart employees testing me. Like, it was just been so much throughout the past week, really, where I'm just like, wow, what is really going on? I had to get a new phone. My phone broke. It was just so much where I'm like, this retrograde is really testing me, but I'm going to stay positive. I'm going to keep my head up. I'm going to know, I'm going to keep in the back of my mind that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. I can't dwell off of this DoorDash person stealing my food. Maybe she needed it more than me. Maybe she didn't have any money. Maybe she was that hungry. I can't dwell off these Walmart employees testing me. Maybe they're having a bad day. Maybe they dealt with another customer. Maybe they thought I was somebody else. Who knows? You just have to stay positive. Think about the bright side. I know it's really hard for some people. I know I can name a few people where I know it's hard for them to think positive, where they would just go off instantly. So, yeah, you just stay focused on the good things, and I feel like you'll be all right. Don't use any extra energy that you have on the negative stuff. Use it on always use it on the good stuff. That's just what I do. I don't know about anybody else. But I do have this theory that if we as individuals stop complaining and just appreciate how lucky we are every day, that right there is a step towards manifesting your vibe. You know, I feel like if we just take the moment to appreciate what's in front of us. Actually, you know what? I did talk about this on my last episode as well, about how we forget what's right in front of us. And we're just so caught up on life and how we just keep going and going and going. And sometimes we just never stop to just open our eyes and just forget everything else and look and see what's in front of us. Be there for that moment, you know? And another thing I believe you can do to manifest a good vibe is take time for yourself. I know over the past couple of years, I feel like people used to side-eye me because I did do a lot of things on my own. I still do a lot of things on my own. And I'm saying, like, go out to eat by myself. What else? I go to the movies solo. I like to travel. I travel out the country by myself. And, you know, I even like to walk around the park by myself. And people are always like, oh, why are you always doing this by yourself? You didn't invite me. Honestly, one, I don't like waiting on people. Two, I enjoy my own company. And three, sometimes the person I want to go with is at work. And I'm not going to fault them because they need to make the money, you know. So, yeah. And it's just, honestly, it's really refreshing. You have to embrace your loneliness and reinvent yourself in the process. Okay, so I'll say this. Even though I was alone, I never felt lonely. And till this day, like, I still love doing things by myself. Now I have my son, so he can come with me to do things. So I'm not going to always be lonely. But I know some days when he's not with me, I'm still going to do things by myself. If anything, I enjoy my own company, and you learn a lot about yourself when you're not surrounded by other people's energies. I don't think life is about finding yourself. I think it's more about creating yourself. And I feel like I manifested a person who isn't afraid of change, like environmental change, or who isn't afraid to talk to strangers, or who can try different foods or different activities just to say that I did it. And I like the openness in the person that I created. And it's not someone else. I feel like it's me walking and conquering in my truest self. If that makes sense. Like walking and conquering in my truest state. I feel like it's the art of initiation. Initiating, getting to know yourself. How well do you really know yourself, I guess? I don't expect everybody to relate to this, but you know, when there's a transition in your vibrational settings, it's a good shift when you're doing the shifting. Don't let others set your settings. And once again, that's another episode that I've talked about of setting your settings for people and allowing other people to set settings for you. Just do what you want and stop looking for validation from people with these trash vibes. They can't manifest greatness for you. And if outside validation is your only source of nourishment, I feel like you'll be hungry for the rest of your life. I don't know what you're going to do. But then again, it's like you don't know what you're going to do either, because you're allowing yourself to live off of standards that somebody else set for you. Man, I feel like that's pretty tragic. You need to take care of yourself. That's all I have really on manifesting vibes, guys. I can't beat it into you. But, you know, think positive, mind over matter, make time for yourself. That's pretty much the gist of it. On another note, if you guys have any suggestions of what you want me to discuss or bring on here, there should be a section somewhere on the website or on the app that you can hit me up about, or you can hit me up on Instagram, Gorgeous Detail. What else? Also, April 2nd is Autism Awareness Day. Me and my team are doing a $100 giveaway for a lucky winner for spreading the word. So you can go follow me on Instagram. Once again, Gorgeous Detail, for more information. See you guys.